to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Good morning, Chicago. I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all our home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. If you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do, you can give us a call, 847-475-1590. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. Give us a call, 847-475-1590. We got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we'll be taking your calls, and we'll have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Ian Snook, since Rich is going to be off today. In the second hour, we're going to talk with Jose Hernandez, and he is from A-Line Cabinetry. And, of course, we'll have Clutter Clarity with Robbie Earhart in the second hour. In the third hour, we're going to be taking your phone calls. And, of course, then we always close the show with a little Mike Novak. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And, of course, that drawing is at the end of the show every week. And right now, Ian, this is the part where Robbie would normally chime in and say, hey, guys, what's going on?
Yeah, right. Where is
We have two professionals in the studio. If you really want to give us a call.
Where is Miss Robbie?
I don't know.
We have one professional, and he's in the production booth.
Well, it is raining. The driving is treacherous.
You know, I woke up this morning, and that nice light rain, you know, mid-60s,
yep.
Weather, the windows open.
Yep.
The only thing you want to do is roll over.
That's right. I was up at 4:30.
Oh, man.
Which is way too early.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But, you know, I was chomping at the bit to get here.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And do the show.
Uh-huh.
And I'm surprised I haven't gotten any grief about my hat yet.
Why? Like, what's wrong with it?
Well, it's, you know, they should hire me.
Yeah, they should?
Yeah, they should.
Uh-huh.
Because I've sold, like, three of their items. I'm pushing it. I'm pushing this hard.
Wait, you're in the old man factor of motorcycles now.
Yes.
Yeah. You're riding BMW.
I've finally graduated. Yeah. to that's what happens when you get mature and responsible.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And you finally have enough earning power to actually buy one.
Oh yeah. And you get past the Goldwing. You go to the Beamer.
That's exactly right. It's you know, like the video I sent you, right?
Yep.
It's dad jeans.
Exactly. It's exactly what it is.
Yeah, so, you know, you really need that third element. Robbie, you know,
yeah.
I wonder if she's listening right now.
I don't know. I have no idea. Sometimes she is. We'll see what she's got. Or she'll send me a text saying I'm a few minutes late.
Now, how long?
Oh, yeah, right here it is. All I got was, that's right.
That's right.
That's right. That was her text.
So let me ask you a question, Ron.
Yeah.
How long do you have to be in broadcasting before they give you the golden headphones?
Oh, that was actually...
Ron's wearing a set of gold-plated headphones. Now, this is something I've never seen.
Yeah. No. These are Skull Candies, man. My daughter hooked me up, okay?
Did you have to send those out to get them plated?
No, she found these.
They make those?
Yes.
Stop.
Well, they used to. They probably don't make them anymore.
Where do you have to go to get a set of those?
I would assume you go probably over to Best Buy or something like that.
I've never seen those Best Buy.
Yeah, Skull Candy. That's what they are, baby.
It's a different Best Buy than the one I'm shopping at.
I don't know. She got them for me for Father's Day, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Best Buy that I shop probably has a little different demographic.
Maybe.
I mean, those are fancy.
Yeah.
I mean.
She hooked me up.
Now, are they comfortable?
Yes. See, yeah. Wearing the station's headphones for 3 hours, your head starts to hurt.
Yeah, this is like wearing a C-clamp.
Yeah, exactly.
Except it's warmer.
Right. You know, and normally people would take the headphones off during the breaks, but with Rich coming in from Florida,
right.
Then, you know, we got to keep them on so we can hear them.
Now, do you guys ever have a video stream of Rich?
No, not too much.
Because, you know, he broadcasts. Where is he at when he's...
Rich is coming out of Naples, Florida.
Right, but I mean, physically, where is he located?
What do you mean?
Well, like...
He's in his house.
That's okay. There's where I'm going. So now where in his house?
In his office. He just got an spare bedroom, yeah.
So what you're saying is he's probably laid back on a chaise lounge.
Right, no, not quite.
Drinking coffee.
Oh, no, he is. And his wife brings him in breakfast, and, right, and the dogs come in and say hi to him.
He's having breakfast while he's doing the show.
Yes.
Now how do I get that type of accommodation?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's easy. I just don't show up a couple more times. Yeah. Then they hook you up in your house.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, yeah. I keep hoping. You know, yeah. I'm like, if I just keep coming in late, that they'll
get the idea, and we won't. Yeah, because no, it's more fun to make fun of her for showing up late.
Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning. So
nice of you to make it.
I was going to stick up
driving,
for you.
Was the driving? Yeah. What do you mean, were? I don't need any.
Oh, because her husband also rides Beamer.
Thank you. I was going to say, but he's always had one.
But he's an old man,
but
now, too.
But he's always had one, so it's not an old man motorcycle.
Okay, well, there's a divide within the BMW community, so which BMW is he riding?
Uh-huh.
Now, you're supposed to know this.
Yeah, well.
Which model?
There's like X's and O's and R's. I think they're R's.
Yeah. He's got the R.
So it's the fast one, like a 1000RR or something like that.
No, it's not. No, he's got, it's the.
It's an RT.
Yes.
It's an RT 1200.
Yes.
It's a sport touring bike.
Yes. With bags.
It doesn't look sporty.
It is.
It doesn't.
I mean, you know, it's not
sporty.
One of those.
Hey, listen,
that you
it's
lean
tough
over
to
like this.
It's not a crotch rocket.
It's tough to look sporty in high viz. High viz all the time.
Anyway, point being, he's always had one, so it's not an old man motorcycle.
Uh huh.
And the This Is Right is when you said, you know, it's so rainy and warm out, you just want to roll over and go back to bed. I'm like, that's right. And I thought we had this heat situation fixed.
Why? No.
What, the heat
in
the studio?
Yeah.
Jim was here last week to look at the heating and cooling in here.
Uh-huh.
Because whatever happens in the rest of the building,
uh-huh,
this doesn't happen over here.
Maybe that's because this is a separate, isolated room.
It's way colder in the rest of the building.
Yes. It is.
Yeah, it's comfortable.
I'm drenched,
here.
Not from the rain. And yes, we do have an expert in the booth.
Yeah.
Trixie.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. She just came in slamming you, brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think there's something wrong with her mic.
Oh, there is? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. It turned off all of a sudden.
Talk about Ron.
Yeah.
Hey. How are you?
Fine. We're doing
that's
good.
It? That's all we're talking
well,
about?
Well, other than the fact he's trying to pass a baseball through his ureter.
Thank you.
Going
that's
well.
That's what we need to talk about.
It's all fine. They busted it up on Wednesday, and you know now it's just been sand. So
what are they
using Why do
that?
You have to... Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, a lot of people are asking me, is he having the surgery or the laser? What's the process?
They use like an 80-pound Bosch.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jackhammer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't do it. They just go right to the roto hammer.
Right.
They put that up in there.
That'd be like a drill.
Uh-huh.
Why do you have to...
It's a sonic thing. They went in there and they break it up. And it sounds like a forge hammer going off. Boom!
Were
boom.
You awake?
No. They put me to sleep.
All right.
I got to go to La La Land for a while.
Yeah.
But that they don't always do that, though, right?
I don't know.
For the ultrasonic, I don't know if they always do that.
I think
that had to do with maybe the size or something.
Could
like
be.
That.
Did they leave the stent in?
Oh, yeah.
Is that forever?
No.
Is that another surgery to get it out, then?
I hope so, yes. I don't want to be awake when they do that.
Wow. And why do you have to check for dust?
Because they want to test it to see what kind of...
Well, it's not dust.
No, it's pretty close.
I can show you a picture. He sent me a picture. I should post
right, this. Right to the graphics.
Yeah, here you
right
go. Wow, isn't that amazing that it just showed up for here?
So everybody
it's
on the
strainer.
Facebook Live, too, you can... hello to everybody on the Facebook
that's
Live.
Not supposed to come out of there.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Jeez.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, nuh-uh.
So Ron had kidney stones,
mm-hmm,
and now he
has...
No,
still do.
No, he still does.
I still do. I just had one big enough that wasn't going to make it out.
Wasn't going to go, yeah, 8 mil.
And that was backing everything up and causing all the pain.
Why didn't they get rid of everything?
They can't. They only went after one kidney at a time.
Really?
Oh, you got them in both kidneys.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Can't
hey,
you just,
I do it right,
usually,
brother.
Don't you usually get them in one?
No, yeah, you can get, but you get them in both.
Oh.
I've got 4 in one, 3 in the other. I do it right. When I do something, I do it right, Ian. I don't just go
so
halfway.
Now the 4 of them, which kidney is it? The right or the left?
The 4 had the left one.
The left one. Okay.
Yeah.
So are you making like left turns from the extra weight on one side?
Yeah, it could be. Or I walk leaning to the right
a
little bit.
Wondering.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back with some more interesting information other than my kidney stones.
Well,
after this break, you are listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return. Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
That wasn't me. I know. I hit it. You didn't have the button push. Come on, man.
Man, we're live.
Chuck's listening, man. Chuck's listening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
He is. He is. And if Chuck's listening, I have a lot to say.
Uh-oh. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network from 1 to 4. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And if you want to know what's going on with the show, what guests we'll be having on, any topics, things like that, you can go to MightyHouse.net, click on the Contact Us page, fill out the form, and just check off the link there to have a newsletter sent to you, and you too will be tuned in.
There you go.
And know what's going on with the show.
So if you want to go full circle, so to speak,
uh-huh,
I could tell you what I did this week.
I know.
Ugh. Have you done that before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't do it right when I was supposed to, but... And I'm gonna just...
Why do I feel out of the loop on this?
Okay, so... And by the way, Rich is taking the day off. He is helping rebuild some buildings and stuff down there.
That's awesome.
He's doing some rebuilding thing down there today, so that's why he might call in later. I don't know. We'll see. But Ian's standing in for him.
Yes. I love Ian.
Literally, and I'm standing. Well, yeah. Likewise, Robbie.
Yeah.
You look particularly vibrant this morning.
Stop it.
No, I mean it.
Wait, I didn't, hey, oh, I didn't bring my
hip pointer. Last time you saw me, it was a year ago, and I was in the mud.
It's against the law to lie on the air.
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, well, that's not good for me.
What?
I need my hip waders.
What's with the attack over there?
Looks like I'll have to get somebody on retainer.
Wow. Anyway, you were saying that Ian was standing in, and who is Ian?
Ian Snook. We've worked together, I don't know what, 30 years?
30 years, probably.
Well, I listened to the show this morning.
Yeah?
And I didn't hear an intro to who he is or what he does.
No, I know.
It's the mystery guest.
All right.
Ian... He's not unlike me, where he's backed up with pretty much a lot of work. What's your website, Ian?
You got to do that to me every time.
I know, because I love this. I want to be you. That's really what it is. I want to be you. That's the problem.
I do have a domain name.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's accuremodeling.biz.
Okay.
And when you click on there, when you Google that, it's going to say future home of something great or something like that. Now, it said that for about 4 years, since, maybe 5 since I bought the domain. No, we don't need a website.
See? He goes word of mouth. That's it.
Come look at the job.
Yeah.
There you go.
Come look at the job.
Yeah.
Well, I've looked at a lot of websites over the years, right? And I've seen some pretty interesting pictures of work that guys have done. And I've noticed they all seem to retain professional photographers.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about building a website and putting, I don't know, the Sistine Chapel on there, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Uh-huh.
You know, and say, hey, what do you think of that? Pretty good, huh? Not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, huh? For the first week.
Uh-huh.
No, we probably need one. We got to get up to speed.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's kind of, things are changing a little bit in that people are going back to wanting to do more word of mouth, strong referral, talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of going back where people are getting a little tired of all the electronics.
Yep. No, that's a lot of what happens is it's all word of mouth. I mean, we've got a website, we've got all that junk, but we still
work on word of mouth. Yeah, well, the customer has to like you and know you and trust you and everything else. And I can tell you this, the companies that I, you know, this much I know, the companies that are having the most problems in, let's say, the legal realm are the ones that spend the most money on marketing and advertising.
Sure.
Because they're spending the least money on carpenters.
Yeah, you know, there's only so much money you can get out of a job.
There's only so much.
So where do you want that overhead money to go to? Lawyers or advertising?
Yeah.
Or do you put that into good quality people?
There's not many remodelers that I've met in the last 30 years that are particularly wealthy people. Let me put it that way. So there's got to be... You know, it's an honest living.
Yes.
Right? How about that?
All right. So we've got an email Bernadette called in from Chicago.
Yeah, we had a foundation question, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So let's see. Bernadette from Chicago called with a question about fixing her unfinished leaky basement.
Well, at least it's unfinished.
Yeah, that's a bonus there.
That's a big
help. She wants to know your opinion on fixing the problem from the outside of the foundation or from the inside of the basement. She had two different companies suggest one, and the other suggested the other, and wants to know what our thoughts are on trying to fix a foundation leak from the inside or the outside. So a lot of people just fix them from the inside.
Yeah.
And the way they come in, U.S. waterproofing,
Permaseal. Your big ones.
Those two guys, they're going to come in, they're going to drill holes along that crack, they're going to inject some epoxy or the new one's polyurethane injection, and they'll seal that up.
That's the crack.
Then that seals the cracks up. And so then, theoretically, your problem's solved.
Well, what about the weeping between the floor pour slab and your foundation wall?
Yeah.
A lot of people think that's one monolithic piece of concrete, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, my floor connects to my foundation wall. No.
Yeah.
And you get enough hydrostatic pressure, and of course, the water just comes up under the floor and gets between the foundation wall around the footing and up through the floor.
Right.
Right. And it pushes through there and you see all this water kind of trickling around. And people go, well, how's that possible?
Uh-huh.
Well, because there's a gap in there.
Yep.
Right. But you're right. They come in and what, cut 10, 12 inches back, saw cut that or jackhammer it out. Mm. Actually, they jackhammer it normally.
Right.
Dig it out, lay in a drain tile, an interior drain tile.
Right.
Drop a sump pump in there and.
Right,
and
then they'll also put
a
cove in that comes up along the wall, so that way any water that does come down the wall goes behind that cove and then into the drain tile. So if you're going the drain tile route, you want to make sure you put that cove in also.
But the best solution, I don't know. You know, usually in my mind, I mean, I'm not a foundation, you know, expert. In my mind, an exterior drain tile would be the best way to do it, but it's usually cost prohibitive, which is why they do it on the interior, right? Because you'd have to trench the whole exterior of the foundation and backfill it.
Right. So the other part of this is if you have brick or block foundations, you always want to stop that water from the outside.
Ideally.
You want to prevent that water from coming through.
It all starts with gutters to me.
Yeah. So if you can stop it from the outside, then you don't have to worry about it because you still have water moving in and out. You have water getting into your foundation. It's freezing. It's cracking. It's moving. If you can prevent that water from getting into the foundation in the first place, you've really resolved the problem. We talked about it there for a second. It's cost. To dig that up from the outside and do it correctly.
Huge expense.
It's way, way more expensive. So people opt for the interior option. And with a poured foundation, poured concrete foundation, you can do them from the inside, and I've seen thousands done that way, and they're absolutely fine.
Yeah.
So it depends on what
you've
got.
I've had a lot of clients over the years that have had water, right? They get some water in their basement. It's intermittent, right? It's not always, right? Heavy rain, things like that. And I always tell them the same thing. And the first thing they do is they call these big outfits,
right,
to come in, and they tell you, oh, you need a drain tile. You need this. I always tell my clients the first things first. Start with water management on the exterior of the building, which is to say gutters, downspouts, emitter drains, and grade.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get the first things first, you may still have a water issue, but I've found my experience has been about 80% of the time those issues can be resolved by exterior water management.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the bottom line. If you get enough hydrostatic pressure, enough water where the ground becomes super saturated around the perimeter of the house, you're going to get water in there. So now all you're doing is you're still getting the water. Now you're just trying to find a way to get rid of it.
Yep.
How about not getting it in the first place?
Right.
Listen, the only reason you have to pump out your pool is because you put water in it.
Uh-huh.
All right, so if you stop putting water in your pool, you won't have to pump it out every.
Right.
So that's kind of the idea, right? If we can just keep the water away from the building, And I've had other customers, they don't like the look of it. They literally do not want gutters. Nope, don't want gutters.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, well, get some grade 8 gravel and throw that all the way around the perimeter of the house so it doesn't erode the the ground around the house.
Yeah, well, and actually, I haven't had gutters on my house now since 2000.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened to them?
Never put them up.
Well, you're like,
I didn't want them.
Said since 2000, which made it sound like I had them pre-2000.
Oh, I did, because after I did a large addition on the house, tore the roof off, put a second story on, and never bothered putting them on. I just didn't want them. I didn't like the look.
Oh, so you're one of those people that doesn't like the look.
Right.
Even though you know it's bad for you.
Yeah.
It's like other bad habits.
Exactly.
Right.
But around, I've got drain tile around the outside of my house, buried underneath the ground, so any water right underneath the drip line.
Okay.
So that water does come down, and it takes around to the front.
But your drain tile is down by your footing. I mean, we're talking.
I'm on a crawl, too, so it doesn't matter.
Oh,
so,
you're not on a full foundation.
Right.
Well, that makes a difference.
So, yeah. So I don't have to worry about a full basement flooding. But my crawl can flood.
And even if it does flood, he doesn't care. It's a crawl space.
And I've got drain tile on the inside, and then the outside, I've got it about 10 inches down around the perimeter of the house, too, right along the drip line. So any water that falls.
Yes. Hi, Robbie.
Goes into the drain tile and goes out to the storm sewer.
Do you have a question, Robbie?
I just want to say how awesome it is to listen to the two of you chat together.
Yeah. We're putting her to sleep already.
Are you not fascinated by drain tile and water management?
No, no, no. You want to get her going? Talk drywall. She loves drywall.
Do you love
drywall?
Let me tell you about drywall. Okay.
It's just that you two
this
just
stuff's
went
heavy.
Boom.
And it's dusty.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Pipes
Robbie,
and
Robbie, yeah. We'd like you to direct the conversation. What would you like to
drywall.
Talk about? Drywall. Drywall. That stuff is, when I worked for, back in the day, they always made me do all the taping.
Uh-huh.
And then I became good at it.
Yeah.
And then guess what? Because you're the guy that knows how to do it.
Yeah.
And you hate it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I used to hate it too, but now it doesn't matter. It's like, I've gotten fast enough at it and good enough at it that I don't have to worry about it,
Did you hear that? We got it out.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Let's grab them after the break, right? Because you said you got like a minute left.
Somebody's going to have to explain how this Facebook Live.
Okay,
I'm very outside the technology.
Yeah,
loop.
So Facebook Live right now, this is just going out all across the world.
Just pretend like it's not there.
Yeah.
Okay. Do your normal business.
Okay. And
don't
then,
pick your nose.
And then see if I push this button.
We get better ratings if you do.
Yeah. So now.
What button? Okay. I push this button.
I'm switching it up. So now here's all the people that have already posted and commented on stuff.
I got you.
See,
okay.
There's the boss right there.
I'm looking
checking
up
in.
At a screen here. So the okay.
People see you looking at the screen.
Hi from Seattle. So we've got
some
listeners from Seattle.
There's Trixie there. There's Igor. He likes the shirt, of course.
Where's he from?
Mr. Floor.
There you go.
And Aaron was on there too.
So. I saw Aaron.
Bob Mullen wants to make sure everything came out okay.
Yeah, so far things are coming out okay. Yeah.
I can post a picture of what's come out.
Yeah, that's all right. You can skip that.
You sent it to me.
No, I think you should post
a
picture.
He sent it to me.
That's different. You asked for it. The people out there don't want to see that.
Okay.
I wonder if there's
everybody
any rare
watching
metals in
on
there.
Facebook Live.
Probably. Anything of value.
Do you want to see pictures of what comes out of Ron?
No. No, no, no.
I could
we
be
don't
more specific.
No.
Well, I'd rather see pictures of what comes out the front end than the back end.
Yeah, there you go. That's true.
Yeah, well.
It's
see,
just a little
Brandon,
sand.
Dories for
it's
later.
Just stand.
It's the return of Dick Bullets.
Yeah! He said it.
He said it.
He said it.
Now it's Dick Dust.
Your own little litter box.
That's
soon.
Right. All right, we'll be back. Yeah, see, Corey said pass. See? All right, we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize that. Pressure man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. There we go. Okay, so everybody on Facebook Live can hear everything that's going on during the breaks, too, just so you know. And
well, I see we got some comments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see? What's the other one there?
Well, did you see
the guy with the white beard?
There you go.
He's a handsome man.
Did you see Kevin's?
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, thanks, Kevin.
Do you guys know Kevin?
I do.
Oh,
you do.
I do.
Oh, yeah. You know what, Kevin?
What's interesting? My brother, he's in Iowa.
Yeah,
I think, and my brother's out there visiting him currently.
Oh, wow.
Right now as we speak.
So hopefully your brother's watching.
Well, they probably are.
Yeah.
There's nothing interesting in Iowa.
Oh, that's not true.
I lived there for a year and a half. There is nothing interesting.
Well, hang on a second. Now, Iowa's an entire state. So where in Iowa did you live?
The biggest city, Iowa City.
Uh-huh.
Well, you got to go to a smaller city. Maybe there's more going on there.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows?
I love Iowa, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah?
I do. It's pretty and flat and laid back and, you know, it's the bread, what do they call it?
The bread basket?
Yeah, the bread basket.
And the bars close at 1 a.m.
Uh-huh. Well, they roll the sidewalks up about 7:30, 8 p.m.
Right.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
I'm a very, I
college
like it.
College town with a 1 a.m. closing time.
That's good.
That was rough.
I like it. That's rough. What, you can't get it all out of your system by 1 a.m.?
No, I like to go to the bar at like 8 o'clock, work up to a slow buzz, and then finish drinking at like 4.
So you're the guy, you get warmed up around 10 p.m., right?
Mm-hmm.
So you
somewhere
just get ahead of steam going, right? You're just putting this, right?
Just get ready to go.
Yeah, just opening the taps up around 10 p.m. Yeah.
Do we have a phone call?
Oh, yeah,
Thank
we
you.
Do. Sorry about that.
That's why I'm here.
See? Because she's directing the bus from the back.
Well, I'm glad you clarified that for us, Rob, because I was wondering why you're here for a minute.
Should we go? Did you already hit the button there, Brandon?
No comments on that?
I'm in full agreement if you're wondering.
Anybody have anything to say?
You guys can't make me laugh.
Call
us
now. 847-475-1590. Do you appreciate new guys' comments? I don't. Do you appreciate that? Production guy, whatever
his
name is.
She's trying to stir up retribution already.
Yeah. 847-475.
This is last week she made me answer like 20 phone calls. This is just payback.
No, that was several weeks ago, and you walked out.
Well, remember
Chuck, are you still listening? Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Come here,
hey,
Audie.
Hey, Will.
Come here, Audie.
Hey,
so I thought I was waiting to push the button, but Brandon already had you guys up, so.
Okay. You were talking about drain tiles and water management.
Yes.
That's something I see problems with all the time. What I love is when they have an exterior drain tile and they have the window well drains and the underground drains for the gutters going into the drain tile, which then goes into the sump. And then half the time they take it out to the yard right close to the house when it comes right back, or they'll stick it to the sewer, which you're not supposed to do anymore.
Right.
And then the floor drains of the basement back up, and it's just a big mess. You got to take that stuff out. Far into your yard and percolated into the soil. That's the only way to do it. But, people are like everybody else, only more so. That's it.
Well, the other thing is, if you can connect it to the storm sewers, and, you know, like I have my perimeter drain tile connected to the storm sewer, it runs out. And then right before it connects in, I've also got a pop-up valve there. So that way, in case the storm sewer backs up, the pop-up valve blows.
You got a relief for the yard,
and then it blows out into the yard and it doesn't back up into my house.
Well, and
they have in Chicago though, the storm sewers and the poopy water sewers are the same sewer.
Yes, that's
and,
true.
And they are tied in many places,
and that's the problem.
Right.
I love now that they're selling those little check valves you can put in your floor drains too. Those are good. I like those.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called a tennis ball and a mallet.
Uh huh.
Yeah, pretty much.
You can fit a tennis ball in there. But they haven't tied floor drains in a long, long time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's just the way that, but there's still a lot of old
ones. Oh, there
still
is. There's still a lot of them that way. Sure, my house is one of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Still a lot of houses.
Or basement walkout drains taken into the sump.
And that's
correct.
A sump is for water coming up from a rising water table. It's not for water coming in the side. It's not for your downspouts. It's for a rising water table to keep the hydrostatic pressure out of the built basement.
Yeah.
But, you know, people are people. So.
Yes, they are. All right, cool. Thanks, Will.
Hope everything comes out okay, Rick.
Oh, so far, so good.
A little bit at a time.
Yeah, that's it.
One grain at a time.
Excellent. Thanks, Will. All right, there
and
we
again,
go.
And again, Will, I can show you.
No. People, the voices have been heard on Facebook Live. Nobody wants to see that. Please, no.
I've lost the topic of the conversation.
So
what's the yes in response to? I'm looking
because
at somebody's response.
Who's Carrie?
That would be my lovely wife.
Aw, yay. See? So she posted that she's watching or that she enjoyed the video. And so I just said, are you watching?
Oh,
so,
I got you.
Yeah,
okay.
So she's watching now. Because she could say that she liked
it.
See,
now she is Miss Technology.
Mm-hmm.
She loves that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just got her an Apple Watch, and she loves that thing. I wore it last night. She put it on my wrist last night before I went to bed because I wanted to see what I could get my heart rate down to.
Uh-huh.
Got down about 300. It's pretty good. Okay. Now, I settled in about 62, I think, or something.
Oh, really?
Which is good, I guess.
I don't know.
Apparently. That's what Apple Watch tells me.
Uh-huh.
Carrie, is he really
this
sweet?
Who needs a doctor when you got an Apple Watch?
Yeah.
Did he buy you this?
I really did.
You're a very lucky woman, Carrie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but she doesn't like it. She wants the bigger one. It's not big enough.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Is it like diamonds then or something?
And you had to pre-order this thing. I mean, it took like 2.5 months to get it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they were sold out of them before they even were for sale.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. No, that's the hot. The hot thing. So I don't know how to work any of this stuff. Facebook Live,
yeah.
MySpace. MySpace still around even? Does that
exist?
No.
I think so.
Really?
I think so.
Or is it totally defunct?
I don't know. I think it's still out there. Or at least everybody makes fun of it still.
Do they?
I think so.
Well, just Facebook users, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is what we've got going here. We could do this on Twitter also. You know, same thing. We could set up a Twitter Live account. But we just haven't done it yet. There's this... See, this thing right here, this program,
yeah, uh-huh.
Well, actually, we can pick up to 4 different platforms and send the show out on 4 different platforms.
Now, when you say platforms, is it like media outlets?
Yes.
Okay,
we could be on
so
Facebook.
Twitter.
And then there's Ustream and all those different ones like that we could put this all out on.
Yeah,
if
see,
we
I thought
to.
About a Twitter account because, you know, I love to just opine about whatever it is mm-hmm. I'm on about at the time, which
right.
is usually many different things.
And in 140
characters.
But
who's going to listen to it?
Right. You'd be surprised.
Who cares?
I know.
What I think.
Well, here. So if you go over here to our Twitter account.
Uh-huh.
Let me. So if you go to our Twitter account. Which
There's a lot
is,
of buttons in here.
Yeah. Then you can just see what everybody's been posting here. Like Keiko, he posted a project he did. He created a waterfall. And it's pretty cool stuff.
That is pretty neat.
So he posts different pictures of stuff what's going
on. The thing
on
with waterfalls and rock, I always appreciate that. I love looking at landscaping and, mm-hmm. and hardscaping, really,
right.
I guess, right? And I look at it, and I always get these wonderful ideas, and I see it. And then I think about it a little longer, and I go, that stuff all looks heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Like real heavy. And I'm out right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lumber's as far as I'll go.
Yeah.
That's already heavy enough.
Yeah, masonry, doing a masonry job?
No.
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 Uh-uh.
No.
Concrete?
No.
No.
Big rocks, trees.
Yeah.
Oh, that's no.
Yeah. Maybe if you had a bobcat, you could be moving the stuff around with a bobcat.
I did acquire a tractor recently.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Little Kubota front end loader. Yep, 25 horse.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, I already dug a tree up with it, pulled a post out of the ground.
Uh-huh.
I'm finding all kinds of things, moving some logs. I got to tear up my driveway by my barn.
You have a barn?
Uh-huh.
No.
Awesome. 2 of them.
The barn's bigger than his house.
Nice.
Yeah.
How many motorcycles you got in there?
I can't tell you.
Not allowed.
My wife's listening. You can see that right now.
I would hope that she knows
well,
how many.
But I sold a couple recently.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
So how many do you have left?
I don't know, 4 or 5.
Nice. Does she go with you on all these?
Yeah, sometimes. Really? I've been trying to go out on the BMW. She likes that. She said it's actually as comfortable or maybe more comfortable than the Goldwing.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, which is amazing to me because it's a very narrow, you know, little taller motorcycle. But
right.
it's just the ergonomics of the bike is just so good, you know? Yeah, we're going to have to do another show, a motorcycle
yes.
show.
Right.
Top. And they have a motorcycle show on this station?
Yeah, they do. Well, they're talking about it, yeah.
Oh, see, there
you go. Hosted by Ron Cowgill?
No.
Oh, Ron's a hardcore motorcyclist. Always has been. He's very modest about it.
Rich is calling in.
He did call in.
Excellent. Let's go real quick. Hey, Rich, you there?
I am. How are you there?
Hey, dude. So we're talking motorcycles this morning.
I gathered that. I heard that.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm dragging it down, Rich.
Just for you. Just so you know I'm doing something.
Hey.
I brought the tools out.
Yeah. So you blew the dust off the circular saw?
Oh, I hear hammering. I hear hammering.
Yeah, that's Brad. That's kind of weird. That's Brad Naylor.
Oh, funny. Good. It's a good one.
Uh-huh.
Hey, did the tool belt fit? That's what we really want to know.
Yes. Actually, I've been had to go in another notch, not out.
In
really?
Another notch.
Wow.
Congratulations, buddy.
I know. It's a clean living.
It must be.
Yeah.
So what are you guys working on?
Ian, thanks for sitting in for me.
Oh, absolutely, anytime. So what are you working on today exactly, Rich? What are you guys doing?
Well, you know, obviously the hurricane hit South Florida, sure. And Marco Island and Goodland got hit really hard. So one of our favorite Sunday places on Goodland is called Stan's, and their stage got kind of washed away.
Okay.
So it was only about 35, 40 years old, so, I mean, it was sort of almost due anyway, but...
So we're out here building
a new stage so they can get opened up in a couple weeks.
I got you. So it's an exterior stage, outside type of venue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, anybody's ever been to any islands and they know that outside bar that, you know, everybody just goes to?
Sure.
This is one of those. I mean, it's a great place, and the place gets mobbed. And, like, before Stan passed away, he probably gave away just roughly $3 million to charity. I mean,
wow. They
do fundraisers here every Sunday. So it's sort of like it's his turn to get something back. You know what
sure,
I mean? So
absolutely.
It's his son and that that own it now. So just doing what we can to make it right again.
Yeah, and it sounds like that stage will provide the format for doing more charity and more fundraising and
exactly.
Future. Yeah, build.
I mean, everything revolves around that. So it's a great thing to do.
So what kind of decking and stuff? Are you using composite decking or?
No, it's just all treated. And 2x6 top deck.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. We keep it to where it can dry. The treated will take the salt air better than anything. And then the other decks, they tend to get pretty hot anyway.
And Rich, what's the preferred fastener?
I am using as few as possible, but mostly stainless or double dip galvanized.
There you go.
Yeah.
Using a self-biting.
Self-biting nail?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you're not screwing the decking down?
No. That'll all be, you know, deck screws, but they're made for the AC cube. That's the thing. You got to know what you're doing or what you're using.
You bet you do.
And even under my joist, we did a whole had a concrete form for it for beams and columns. So I got 30-pound felt underneath all the joists so they don't wick up water.
All right, we got to take a break, buddy. Hang on.
Okay.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty
Mike's
House.
Live.
Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590.
And get all leave your that one out. From the I got to get that posted, and then we'll frame
this
around
is
it.
Mighty House.
Yeah, so we'll string that, but this one's ready.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com.
Ian, they're very good.
Yeah.
The fig bar?
Yeah.
Raspberry flavor?
Yeah, it's really good.
I'm watching Robbie eat over here, and I didn't know there was food involved in this broadcast.
Here!
Is
my mic still on? Did you guys hear me?
Oh, no.
Direction, Derek, while you're on your rejoin?
Yeah, we did.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's good. It was perfect.
Or there's Lara bars.
I'm waiting for her to start cooking up an omelet. Bring your camp stove or something?
Did you see me eat a hard-boiled egg?
Yeah, she had an egg there for a second.
I just ate a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah.
It's like going to brunch where she got that little omelet maker.
Would you like
this? It's a studio, not a breakfast bar.
No, that's a 7-Eleven she carries around with her.
How much do you carry in that bag? What else you got in there?
That's her workout bag.
That's her workout bag.
Probably
gonna.
While it's full, it's heavy, and she carries it around.
Right. Probably going to pull out a Delmonico in about 2 years.
That's about it.
Nice.
Oh.
What else? Something else?
Another one.
See, there's some more.
Oh, my God.
And all of you people on the Facebook, you can see all the stuff she just pulled out of her her bag.
It's because I needed to carry.
But the ones of us that are on radio, what the heck? We can't see it.
No,
I needed to carry food with me this week.
Well, she's got a ton of food. I mean, let me put it this way, Rich. If she broke down in the middle of North Dakota during a snowstorm, she'd be fine for about 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Provided you can melt some snow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. Only problem will be hydration.
Yeah.
Ian, you got a tip of the week for me?
No, you have the tip of the week. Right?
No,
I heard you say it.
My guys are standing around. I got to get back to cutting.
Well, the only tip of the week I have is never fry bacon naked.
No, that's a good one, though.
Yeah.
That's a good tip.
Robbie's rolling her eyes. It's perfect. Yeah. Excellent.
Best advice I ever got.
The little video now of some guy, he took like one of those big 2-liter cans or bottles of Pepsi or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's remember we're on the radio.
And I don't even know where you think I'm going with this.
Go ahead.
But so like this. Uh-huh. So he cut it out and he put his hand in and then he put the fork through there so that he could fry the bacon without the splash getting like a guard for his arm.
Pepsi bottle, of a 2-liter bottle.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. See, that's interesting considering that you could just go to the store. They make this thing called a mitt.
I know. I'm just saying. And Brandon, because we're on the radio, I'm going to say you could also use the smaller size for something to protect. You know, if you need some extra protection, if you're frying bacon naked, you could take the smaller size.
Right.
I probably even have a smaller one for you.
I've never even cooked in my life.
All right, Rich, you ready?
What for what?
You going to do the tip of the week now?
We can do it. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to start cutting lumber because these guys are standing.
Okay. Oh, so you got people waiting on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So again,
I tried to time this where I thought I had enough joist cut where I could, you know, do this, but
now they're waiting on you.
Burning through it, huh?
Excellent.
Burning through it.
That means you've got a good crew and you're the cut man then, right?
Layout and cut man, yes.
Okay. Well, then you better get your butt back to work.
Start the music.
All right. Here we go.
There we go. Music started.
Yes, it did.
Okay, Sparky.
All right, Sparky. All right, tip of the week. I don't know. What do you want to do it on? I'm really drawing a blank here.
Are you? Okay, how do you... rebuilding a deck. We were just talking about this before the break. You said there we can't just use regular nails on when we're framing up these decks anymore?
No, you really can't because the ACQ treated lumber, the new treated lumber, is corrosive. It'll eat through steel in no time. So it's real important to, you know, use something more durable. I'll just mark it. So otherwise, everything just gets eaten up. You know what I mean?
Right. So it what happens is it's all the fasteners start to rot away, and then pretty soon you just have rust holding together a deck that's two stories.
Yeah,
in the
it's
air.
Built with good intentions. That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you have to make sure the fasteners are rated for use in ACQ lumber. It will be specific, or they have to be stainless steel.
Right.
Right. Well, I know when they first made the changeover from the old treated to the ACQ, nobody told us that, and we were still using aluminum for flashing over decks, and, you know, that stuff will rot away in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, found that out the hard way. Got to use rubber for flashing, so that's why I'm using a 30-pound felt for other stuff.
Yeah,
it works.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting when you start really looking into it. And then also your deck screws, if you're putting down your decking, those screws need to be stainless steel, or they make an ACQ safe fastener for
that. Yeah, I think these are epoxy coat or something like that, because they are for ACQ. We made sure of that.
Yeah, a lot of them are coated fasteners.
Yeah, it's like got a special coating, but yeah, you have to specify deck screws. You can't use like 3-inch drywall screws. Those will last you about a year.
Yeah. Well, and then down in the environment you're in, are you using stainless steel then because of all the salt air?
Typically, we would.
Versus the galvanized?
Yeah.
Okay.
But this one's on a tighter budget than most.
Okay.
So, you know, it's mostly all galvanized, so that's fine.
Yep. It'll last you a couple of years anyway, right?
Yeah, and the stage is like 24 by 24. It's not small, so.
And it's funny, this comes up because I was just using some stainless fasteners for something and knowing a little bit about stainless and the nature of it. So what makes stainless is the nickel, right? And it needs oxygenation. Yeah,
it has to breathe.
It needs oxygen in order for it to work. Okay, if you starve stainless steel of oxygen, it's no longer corrosion resistant. So I've always wondered what happens when you place a fastener into a board and it no longer has any oxygen.
Yeah, just the top does. It's showing, right?
You know, right, exactly. So, because I can tell you with marine stuff, if you starve a piece of stainless steel of oxygen, it will corrode. It will corrode and fail.
Huh.
You cannot starve it of oxygen. It needs that. That's what gives it its protection.
Wow.
I'll have to look it up. We'll Google it.
Yeah.
I'll get back to
you. Well, I know down here, I mean, aluminum actually holds up really well, and then anything powder coat. So most everything we do is powder coat aluminum.
Amazing.
But, you know, but I mean, they got, like, you know, the concrete telephone poles they use So the bottoms of those will rot away because the salt water just gets wicked up into the concrete, destroys all the rebar, and, you know, it expands as it oxidizes and rusts and just blows the things apart and they fall over.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it looks good.
Yeah.
On the road, it looks good. They're concrete poles. They could last forever.
Yeah. Right. You would think so. That would be the first thing you would think of. Well, it's going to hold up. You don't have to worry about hurricanes and stuff like that.
Right.
But I guess you have to worry about them rotting out. That's pretty crazy.
Yes. The chromium in the stainless steel mixes with the oxygen to prevent it from rusting.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
Then what's the nickel have to do with it?
So I had the wrong metal. I said nickel. It's chromium.
No, but your stainless, though, is always rated by the amount of nickel. That's new, and now I got to go do some more research later.
See, now look what you did.
We got Brandon starting it, but it is. It needs the reaction of the oxygen in order to make it stainless.
That's why they mostly use it in water, because of the oxygen in water.
Correct. Exactly right. So it does great underwater because of the oxygen. But I've always wondered, when I put these fasteners, only because I know this from the marine industry, when I put these fasteners into something that's totally oxygen starved, what happens to it then? Mm-hmm. Because I know in the marine environment, if you cover it up, if you starve it of oxygen, it will fail. It will corrode.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. Okay. All right, Rich.
All right, Mr. Wizard. That's what I learned today. Go back to cutting.
Mr. Wizard.
Appreciate it, guys. And, I'll be out next week. As normal as I normally am.
Exactly. Cool. All right, buddy. Have fun out there.
Enjoy the day. I'm sure the weather's nicer there than it is here.
Oh, no. It's going to be 87, sunny, and I'm just praying for a breeze.
Yeah, it's gloomy. Right. It's gloomy here.
All right, buddy. Yeah. Well, I'm glad the belt fit. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Bye. All right. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to...
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.